Scientists are presenting promising results today about an experimental drug to treat people with peanut allergies. More than 1 million people in this country are allergic to peanuts. For patients with mild allergies, peanuts may cause a rash or wheezing. For severe cases, the nuts can provoke a sudden, sometimes fatal, loss of blood pressure. The new drug doesn't eliminate the allergy, but it does appear to make people less sensitive to peanut exposure. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The problem for people with peanut allergy is not resisting that bowl of peanuts at a cocktail party or reception. It's avoiding tiny quantities of peanuts that sometimes show up in foods without being listed in the ingredients.
People, when they're exposed accidentally, it's usually to less than 2 peanuts. It's 1 to 2 peanuts.
Donald Leung is an allergist at the National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver. He's one of the authors on a paper describing the new drug for peanut allergy. The paper's results were presented today at a scientific meeting in Denver and will appear in this week's issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Leung and his colleagues invited 84 people with peanut allergies to come into the hospital for 2 days. On the first day, they got placebos, capsules containing cornstarch, which does not cause an allergic reaction, to be certain the subjects weren't responding to just anything.
And the second day, they would be given increasing amounts of peanut, beginning with a dose which was below the threshold of what most people would react to.
And ending when researchers saw the first sign of an allergic reaction. Once the researchers knew each person's tolerance, they assigned the subjects to 4 separate groups. One group got a placebo, the other 3 got increasing doses of a drug called TNX-901. It blocks a molecule in the body called IgE that's crucial to the allergic reaction. Leung's colleague Hugh Sampson of Mount Sinai Medical School in New York says people taking the highest dose of TNX-901 were, on average, able to tolerate 8 to 9 more peanuts than they were before they started taking the drug. Sampson says given that it usually only takes 1 to 2 peanuts to trigger an allergic reaction in susceptible people, that's an important difference.
This gives them a pretty significant margin of safety and takes away a lot of the fear that they have of eating at restaurants or eating manufactured products, types of foods that we know frequently end up being contaminated.
Sampson says TNX-901 must undergo additional testing before the Food and Drug Administration will allow it to go on the market. The drug is made by a Texas company called Tanox, which helped pay for the current study. Although Tanox would like to conduct the additional studies, it's unable to do so until it resolves a legal dispute with 2 other pharmaceutical companies it has partnered with to develop similar drugs. Henry Metzger, who studies allergies at the National Institutes of Health, says even if TNX-901 does gain approval, it's not the ideal drug.
It's expensive to make, and it's unlikely that one could give this particular thing, for example, orally. So the fact that one has to give repeated injections, that's a real limitation.
Metzger says the new drug is an example of what's sometimes called rational drug design. Instead of throwing a bunch of compounds at a disease and hoping one works, TNX-901 was designed to target a specific step in the development of an allergic reaction.
There's no question that this drug grew out of an understanding of the basic phenomena of allergy.
And more drugs are in the pipeline based on this understanding. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.